Well, welcome to the Fifth Dimensional Academy of Higher Consciousness. Today is August 14th, and I'm broadcasting live from Los Angeles. Dear sister, hi, Monica. So you have a question. Can you ask me your question again, please?
Sometimes I see a fear to be another person, or I am feared to die.
Okay. So sometimes you have a fear to be another person?
Yes, I want to be as I am, and I love life, and I want to live, but I know I'm going to die sooner or later.
Okay. And so sometimes the fear of death comes.
Yes.
Right. So that's a very natural phenomena. It's a thought that rises. So the thought comes that, Monica, you are going to die. And you're no longer going to be here. So what's the difference between this thought than a thought that I would like to have a cup of coffee? I would like to go to a coffee shop and get a cappuccino. I mean, you may get a thought, comes yeah. A desire that, oh, I really would like to go to town or my favorite coffee shop and get a cappuccino.
But that is thoughts that I threw away, because I'm not like to have thoughts of I would like to go to Hammer when I heard that, and lots of small thoughts, but they go away very fast, and then I'm empty again.
Okay, but this thought that I'm going to die and I'm not going to be around, how long does it last when it comes up?
Well, it's more like an emotion.
Right.
It's like an emotion, and I forget about it.
Right. So this thought is threatening your existence. So it's a very valid question what you're asking, because you're not the only person struggling with this issue and this thought, and millions of people do. So it's a very valid, I'm so glad you brought this up. So this thought is threatening our very foundation or our existence. But let's look at the our foundation and our existence. This thought arises that I am going to die and I'm not going to be no more. But let's dissect this sentence. I am going to die. So what is the first thing I'm saying? The first word comes out of my mouth is what?
I,
right. I am going to die. So let's examine this I who is going to die. Let's take a look at it. Let's go inwards and let's examine the source of this word, I, let's take a look at it. So all of us, let's take a moment and look inwards, and let's question this I, this me, this place, this word that we're attaching to the source of our existence, that we calling it I. Let's examine it for a moment. Let's take a look at it. So
that I you speak about is beside my real source. It's two thoughts. It's I and it's the emptiness in my source. Do you understand what I?
Yeah.
It's two. I and the feeling I have.
Okay. So when you're looking at it, you find, when you're examining it, what do you find? You find emptiness next to it? What do you discover?
Yes, I find emptiness and still that I is there. So it's two things.
Okay. Right. Okay, I want you to do it with me. I want you to go back in and everybody else do the same thing. Go back in and look, go all the way to this I, me, and take a look at it and see what you find. And if you still, there is something there, I want you to question it. And the question is, who am I? Who is this I? And look, go a little bit deeper. And there may be some kind of fear comes, or your mind comes and tries to throw some tantrum at you, but don't stay there. Just go a little bit deeper and see what happens. What do you come to when you do that? So when you go inwards and you come to this me, this I, and you're questioning it, what happens after that? Does it become quiet? Does it become empty? Do you go in a deeper meditation? Does your mind get more activated or it becomes quiet? What happens?
I see the I now, and not the emptiness, just the I.
Okay. Is this I a thought or it's real?
It's real.
Okay. So what can happen to it when the body dies? Where would it go? Obviously, there's a mechanism here. There's a being here thinking. There's a being here sensing. And there's concern. There's consciousness. There's an awareness right now. And we call it Monica. Is concerned about her existence, that after this body dies, what happens to me?
I still here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. You are here.
Yes.
I was 6 years old and my grandmother had died, and I was in back of the car with my parents were driving. I very clearly remember this. I was looking out through the window and it was raining. Raindrops were falling down on a window, and I was just thinking that when the body dies, when I die, where would I go? That thought came for me, and then it was very clear for me that how could I die? How could I be no more? How could I not exist? So I asked my parents that when somebody dies, what happens? And my parents told me, you are no more, you're finished. And I very clearly remember I told my parents, that is not true. That is not true. Because I am always here. And I didn't know anything about spiritual teachings or any of these things that I know about now, but it was very, very clear that what could happen to me, my existence is here, and how could that no longer be? When you go deeper inside and you come across the presence of yourself, the presence which is here, the presence that's always been here, and you come in touch with that. And some of us can call this meditation, a deep state of meditation, or we can put any words we want to it. We can attach a word, a description of and explaining this either to ourselves or to somebody else. But those of us who've been together, the core group that we have been together many times, and we've done the work together and we go deep inside, and we come and we go beyond the mind and we arrive in this place within ourselves that is just presence, it's here. And it's completely expanded and it's totally connected. And we dive into the place. And it's very quiet. And it's very still. And there is a sense, you can call it bliss. That's a word for it. But there is a sense of presence And in that, there's a knowing that all is very well. And all the fear and doubts, they disappear. And in those moments that you're in that place, well, however long that is, there is no thoughts or any kind of sense that you can disappear or anything can happen to you. Everything disappears. And those are the moments that you've gone beyond your thinking mind. You dive back into your own essence, which is pure presence. And in those moments that you reconnect to that place, it's very clear that you've never been born and you would never die. Your being, your essence, before taking the mind, before taking a form, is eternal. It's always here. Here is the only place there is. There's nowhere else outside of here. You cannot go anywhere else outside of here. The form falls, but the witness or the awareness is here. It may pick up another form so it can experience third dimension, the world of duality, and it can experience through the five senses the challenges of life, the pleasures of life. But you cannot die. It's impossible for you to die. Because for you to die, you have to be born. There has to be a birth. There has to be a time limitation to you to be born, and then you die. But if you have never been born, how can you die? And this birth and death, it's simply a fracture of the mind that it appears, and it always comes with the single word called I. There's this sense of me, I am, separated from the source, my eternal being, which is always here. And in this imagination, imaginary I thought, comes the sense of time. Space-time gets created. And all of a sudden, it appears, this world appears to it. So comes the imagination of the I thought, I am someone separated from everything. My existence is very important, and I have to defend it and make sure to preserve it, that those senses come with it. But as this appears as a thought, then it comes the space and comes time with it. But why that space-time disappears, then when you are in absolute silence and you're still, and you divert back your attention inwards to pre-thoughts. And you go to this place, and you've all been there with me. All of you have been there. We've gone to this place many times together. And we go back to this place, and all of a sudden there is no time and there is no space. And your body also disappears. And it's just pure being. So what happens to your body? What happens to your age? What happened to your story? Where do they go? Why do they disappear if they're so real? Why there's a disappearance of this reality that we call our reality and we call it our lives? Why does it disappear? If it's really real, if it's that real, then we should never be able to go into this place of nothingness or this place of pure silence. This place which is beyond, and you can see everything else from there, you would never have access to it. But when you are either in a waking state or sleep state, but now we're talking about waking state, and you're here, and you're able to go beyond your thinking mind, and you go into this place that there is no thoughts. There's not even the thought of I. That's the last place and your last post, and you go even beyond that one. And you come to this place, and it's just pure being. And that pure being, you're not even observing anything. You even go beyond that, because you go beyond the witness, because the witness is witnessing something. So there's still an subject and an object, but then you go beyond that one, and it just is. And we've gone together to this place. And yes, it's amazing, it's incredible. You can call it pure bliss or pure being. But when you go to this place, when you're there, you never say, wow, this is pure bliss or pure being. Because there is not a you capable of saying that thing. You're not there as a person to say this is an amazing experience. It's just that amazing thing is in that duration. But only when you come back and you pick up the I am Zarathustra, I am Monica, I am someone. So now you come back into time and space. Then you say, oh wow, Zarathustra, you know what? I was gone. I was one. I was completely blissed out. So, but not when you become the background. When you become the background, which is pure presence, you don't say anything. Because there is no you. There's no separation. There's no someone there just saying, wow, I am one, I'm gone, I'm blissed out. Blissed out being gone is the only reality which is happening. And no one's there to experience it. the experiencer is not there. It's just the being. And the being in its pure form is not experiencing anything because there is no duality. Experiencing requires duality. There is someone experiencing something. In pure oneness, there is no experiencer and nothing's being experienced. It simply is. So it's virtually impossible for you, Monica, to die. You've always been here, sweetheart, and you're always going to be here. Because here is the only place there is. The body can die. It's got a duration. And that's with each and every one of us. But you cannot die. And thoughts and feelings come, but they're just thoughts and feelings. Just like any other thought and any other feeling that comes and goes. That's the good news.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for bringing this up. I appreciate it. And this is a very precious moment that we have, and I'm so glad that we have connected, because in this stage of your life, you have come to this understanding and liberation has become possible. And if you stay with your practice, you begin to see that you're really not your thinking mind. And this whole thing is a creation of the mind. The mind has created it.
Do you advise me to practice every day? Because I attract practice every day. Or do I do it? Can I do it too much?
No, you can never do it too much, because when you're doing it, it's very the proof is in the pudding. When you sit in silence, it brings you peace. And it brings you bliss. So you can't do it too much. It just brings you back into your center. You know, you stay silent, you go into the unified field of the oneness, and you know, all these thoughts starts, you know, all these clouds, things appearing, and then slowly, slowly everything goes away. And you come back into the center, and you come back to this knowing that all is well. And then your vibration changes. You come back into this very peaceful place, and you can see it because your worries and the fears go away, the anxiety goes away. And the people around you, they can feel it. They can see your calmness. And everything comes down. Because you get centered and you come back to peace. And then they mellow down too. When we go into the anxiety and worry, then we're affecting the people around us, and then they're starting reflecting it back to us. So I'm sure you've experienced this, that since you have been doing your meditation, you've been working on yourself, which you've been doing a great job. I'm sure you have experienced that in your surrounding, your household and your family, everything else, everyone else is mellowing down around you. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you're turning to the Buddha in your family. You're the one who's doing the work because you're ready for this. And it's affecting everyone else. So not only you're giving yourself a chance to attain liberation in this life, is you're giving a major gift to people around you. Because they can see something has transformed in you, and there's a light, there's an aura that you're carrying, and that's certainly affecting them. They may not understand it now. Some of them later on may follow your path, but they're certainly feeling it, even though they don't understand it. Because you're bringing peace. You're bringing tranquility, peace to the house. By recognizing yourself, by recognizing your own true nature. Your true nature is presence. And presence is here. And presence is eternal. It's always been here. It will always be here, despite of what appears to be. The appearance, it appears to be a life, a world. It appears to be chaotic. It appears to be the war. It appears to be that the ice is melting. It appears that to be that the world is changing with all this technology, and we don't know where it's going to go and what is going to happen. And all this uncertainty, all these worries, all this stuff, all this chaos appearing. It appears, it disappears, it appears, it disappears. But the Master, the Buddha, remains center. The Buddha remains in their center, unaffected, and this concern to what appears and disappears. Completely indifferent to the appearance. And not being fooled. It only looks like it's going somewhere and something is happening. It only looks like it. And your body is a part of that. It's going to live its life. It's going to live its, play its role and its duration into the lila, into the play. But you're not your body and you're not your mind or the emotions. You're simply aware of them, but you're not them. And all the fears and anxieties and worries that appear, they appear to the body, not to you. Because you are free. And you just stay in this place. And the more you stay in this place, the more everything starts to look illusory. the material that they've used to build this world, like when they're building a high rise and they're using cement and iron, they're using wood, whatever they're using to build buildings, the material that they use to build this world is change. They're using change as the building block of this world. And since it's changing all the time, it cannot hold its structural integrity for more than a period of time. So since it's built out of change, it's continuously going to change from one thing to another thing. So it's space changing all the time. So nothing can stay the same. It's always going to change. That's change is the only constant thing, because that's what it's made out of. And it's not real. Real is that which never changes. Real is that which is always here. Always been here and always will be here. That's the only real thing. And what is that, and where do you find that? For that, you just go inwards and you reconnect to yourself, the real you. And you will see it for yourself firsthand, that the real you, your essence, never changes. It's always here, and it's always still, and it's always the same. And you can try it at any moment. Once you discover the pathway of how you go into this place, try it any day, any time. Try it now, try it a year from now, try it 5 years from now on. As you see your body's changing, your body's getting older, you lose your hair, your skin's changing, your eyes can't see very well, your bone structures starts losing its density, people around you disappear, the world's changing, the architecture around you changes, governments come and go, economies come and go. So 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now on, every time you go back into the unified field, it's always the same. It never changes. It's always still, it's always silent, and it's always blissful. Always. Every master who has ever appeared on this planet and attained liberation points out to this place. And this place is not out of your reach. It's your own self is the very foundation and essence of each and every one of us. Once we become aware of it and we touch it, then you reconnect to it and you remain in that place. And it's not very difficult. It requires us to just be quiet. You have to be quiet because it's not something you can discover through mental activities. It's not an, maybe in the beginning it's an intellectual understanding, and we try to grasp it or get an idea of it with our mind. But then when we learn meditation and we'll sink in with the correct direction, guidance is very important. And we're guided correctly to this place. And when we're guided to this place, then every time you come back to this place, you experience pure silence and you experience yourself. Because there's no thoughts, it's silence. And if you look around, it's very simple. Always you can examine things for yourself, because we're intelligent beings and we have the ability of examination. It's very simple. Just look around and pay attention. How much are we being taught? Sorry, I need to stop for a moment because there's a plane flying above me. How much of our schooling, how much of our education from the time we were born until now has been about being silence? How much have they been teaching us silence? When you go to the church, when our religious studying and education, how much of it goes into silence? Our schooling, how much of it was about silence? Most spiritual teachings, how much of it is about silence? How much of it tells you, don't think, be quiet? Very small percentage, very, very little percentage is about that. Everything else is about activating your mind. And this world that you appears to be and you're a part of it is as a result of an activated mind. An active mind has created it. So the more you get involved with thinking, the more you're into the matrix, the more you become a part of this world. The more you go into silence, the more you disconnect from it, the more you give yourself a chance to reconnect with yourself, your very essence. And the more you give yourself a chance to recognize your eternal being, the truth of who you are. So as I said, the proof is in the pudding. You practice silence for a period of time and see what happens. See if your life changes. See if peace comes, tranquility comes. You just see for yourself whether the quality of your life is changing or not. You don't have to buy what I'm sharing with you. You don't have to take my word and accept it. You don't have to. It's not something new. It's not something I've come up with. This is not an original thing. I'm not the first person who's come and share these. It's been around for a long time. And it's your preference. You try a lot of different things. We all do. You can try this too. If it doesn't work, move on and do something else. But at least it's free. You don't have to spend money to be silent. You don't have to change your lifestyle to be silent. You don't have to shave your head. You don't have to go to Tibet or India to a monastery. You don't have to become a vegetarian or a vegan or give up your, you like to smoke cigarettes? Keep smoking cigarettes. You can still be silent. You like to have a drink here and there? Have your drink. It has nothing to do with being silent. But try it and see what happens. Learn to be quiet. First, physically you learn to be quiet. Then you learn to go beyond your mind and find this place inside yourself, which is silent. And then see for yourself, examine it for yourself. Is it changing your life? Are you becoming peaceful? Is the quality of your life changing? Does it affect your environment? Is the reaction of people around you changes? There's only one way to find out. It's a cheap solution. But most people on the planet, they either don't know about it, or they don't believe it, or it's a very difficult thing for them to do because they're conditioned heavily to think. Their mind is very much activated, and the mind is conditioned from childhood into various different belief systems. Whatever that belief system is, whether you come from Christianity, or you come from an Islamic world, or you come from a native land, or whatever. Whatever is the story, it doesn't matter. The mind is conditioned. And it wants to pick up stories. But this place I'm talking about is the very source of all stories. All stories come from this place. This is pre-story, pre-civilization, pre-creation. This is the very place that everything comes from it. It's the very source of everything. And that is in you. And that is within your own reach. All you have to do is be quiet, be silent. And it will draw you more in by itself, because that is what is speaking right now. That is what does the transmission. That's what did the transmission to you. That's what is doing the transmission through me to you. And that's what is creating this attraction. And this sense of resonance, that you feel resonant through it. There's a resonance. You feel attracted to something. Something's pulling you in. So it will do the work. You don't have to worry about it. You just initiate and you bring your attention in that word. It will take care of the rest by itself. So it's 11:09. Does anybody has any questions? For those of you who are on Facebook and Instagram, I'm not able to answer your questions. If you would like to communicate with me, come on my sign up through my website. It's zarathustra.tv, and we're using a system called Zoom. So you will be getting a link and you can come on our system. Then we get to see each other and we get to talk to one another. So I'm not able to communicate through Facebook and Instagram. It's just too many devices for me to use. So, and if you would like to communicate with me, you can always, through Facebook, you can write through the Academy page. We have the 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. You can, as an open group, you can join in and communicate with us or write an email to us through info@fifthdhealing.com. You're welcome to write an email to us or go through my website. My website is under construction. I'm coming up with a new website. So not everything's intact, and hopefully by Friday we have it up and running fully. Okay, there's one message here. Okay, hi, I have a question. When I tune in, ear cracks in the middle of my head, sometimes my ears. Okay. Hi, Kim. Do you wanna, can you hear me? Kim, is your audio working? So I just unmuted you.
Hi, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so when you're meditating, you're hearing cracks in the middle of your head?
Yes, when I tune in for a prayer or meditate or just at the beginning or throughout, I do hear cracks, like little tiny small cracks.
Right.
And sometimes right. My ears pop. My ear kind of feel expanded. My whole head feels expanded.
How long have you been experiencing the cracks?
Probably 8 months, since 8 months ago.
Okay, so it's your pineal gland, your attention. So are you meditating on your third eye when you're meditating?
No, I'm not, but I do feel it in my third eye. I believe it got activated about 2.5 years ago, and I do feel the pressure and the pulsing and everything.
Right. So this is very common, because when the pineal gland, normally most pineal glands, most human beings, because of the excess fluoride that we're using, they become calcified. Okay, so the pineal gland becomes calcified, and then when you start working on yourself and you bring your attention inwards, So the pineal gland starts to decalcify, and you're hearing the cracks, like things like that is happening. So it's a decalcification of pineal gland. So it's nothing to worry about. It's actually good news.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've been detoxifying with pure iodine drops.
Okay. For how long have you been doing that?
I did it for, I would say, 1.5 years with drops.
Okay. Okay. So, and do you feel any changes?
Yes, absolutely. I can tune in better, connect better, and the pressure is getting stronger and stronger.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, you're the only one who knows, so you can maybe, if it gets too uncomfortable, you can take your foot off the gas. So you're the only one who knows what is happening. But I wouldn't worry about anything.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for hosting.
Sending you lots of love and light. Hope you have a wonderful week, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Namaste.